bada, ooh, hey, da, ba, da, ba, ba, da, ba, da, da, ba, da, 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 da,
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
You just keep coming back. Woody the Nichols keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Nichols like a thing you can be? Like,
well, I've been Nichols my whole life.
The woodpecker?
I suppose, yeah, I was just, I don't know why I threw the in there. It just could be Woody Nichols.
Who knows?
No, I like the. Makes me feel special.
Woody the Nichols.
You get a definite article.
Yeah. A wooden nickel is a thing.
Yeah.
Those are things. Wooden nickels. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because currency used to be made out of wood.
They should be backed.
That should be back?
No, they should be backed.
They should be backed.
Not by wood.
Wooden nickels is what you're saying.
What's the...
I'm not sure what you're saying.
What I don't is know the
what
worth
you're
of a...
This is also a great start, everyone.
Compared to precious metal.
Oh, Nickelback?
I think you're trying to say Nickelback or something. I think what... You just revealed to us your love for Nickelback.
I actually
think
do.
What just happened.
I love Nickelback, and I do not think they deserve the hate they get.
We can agree to disagree.
Well,
I'm excellent. Emily, how are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Today, I had to walk into school. I went a little late, so I had to walk all the way to the front entrance, and it was windy and cold and rainy. And so that was the start to my morning.
It is windy and rainy. Well, maybe not so rainy now, but it has been.
It's a little gray.
A little gloomy.
It was dark and wet
on
the drive
from
Omaha today. It was a little like at 7 in the morning. It was like, this is scary.
I had to do that too, but I decided to just park in front of the school.
Good plan.
Yeah,
good thinking. Em's like, no, I'm parking where I normally park.
Yeah.
I'm
a creature of habit.
I'm going to deal with it. Yeah, right.
I just put on my raincoat and dealt with it.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Choir Corner, everybody.
Thank you.
This is season 4, episode 4.
The 45th
today,
episode.
Of the Choir Corner. We're so happy to be back with you. Today is October some date, probably not the 23rd or the 24th or the 25th or whatever it is I said the last time. Today is October 28th.
2025.
At 1:52
p.m.
Yes, it's in the afternoon. Yes, we're not together at 1:52 in the morning.
We're doing freaking dedicated.
That would explain it being so dark. But that was the case. We are here at 1:52 p.m. So we're happy to be with you. Welcome back to the Choir Corner.
The Choir Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys.
It's great to see you also.
I wasn't talking to you.
Yes, you were.
I was talking to the listeners.
Yes, you were. You were talking.
Hey, listeners. It's great to hear you. Be heard by you.
No, I can see them.
Mm. Oh, you're envisioning what they all look like right now?
All three of them.
Yep. There's more than three.
Well, there's me, there's you, and probably Caleb.
Yeah, there's more than that, I think. But it's not hit worldwide quite yet.
We're
hoping to get to the...
That's by
the vaunted 100 listener
by
platform
February.
Here at some point, you know.
Yeah, we'll share this with your friends.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, on
the socials. That is Zoe.
That is Zoe.
Speaking
on
of
the socials,
on the socials, you can find our socials on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter/X, and Facebook, all at the same place: Fremont HS Choir.
We use some more often than others.
Indeed.
Facebook and Instagram seem to be the place. We haven't broken in yet to TikTok much, and I don't use X all that often anymore. So we just don't really post there very often. So
I had to delete mine. Yeah, I didn't have to, but I did. It was really hard because I spent like 15 years on Twitter, and I just loved it.
Right.
And so it was a hard release.
Right.
But I did it.
Yep.
I did that with TikTok, so I'm not, no TikTok for me.
Yeah.
I did archive it. You can like save your whole thing. So I've got a huge file in HTML that's just like, here's everything you ever did on Twitter on my computer. What do I do with it? Can I open it? I'm not sure how to even use it, but it's there.
How
it's
big
there.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
That was one that I never downloaded.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Never got to Twitter really.
So if not on the socials, you could just listen to us on the podcast, which is...
The Choir Director Corner.
Nope.
The Choir
Director Corner.
What is it again?
It's not the choir director corner at all.
I think that's what it is.
It's not, I promise you. This is the choir corner.
The choir corner.
Yes.
Yippee.
That thing. Well, you're here listening to us. I'm skipping ahead here for a second. We've got a fifth person listening with us today in the eight ball.
Oh.
I'm just going to get this person into the thing. The magnificent Gabe Umana.
Ooh.
Whose name I can now pronounce.
It's Gabe, yes. Are you excited to be here?
Just don't tell Dave.
Just don't tell Dave. I don't know who Dave is, but it's secretive.
He's not supposed to know.
That's going
to
be a hard one.
You're going to tell Dave?
I was thinking about it before he said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
me and Dave.
Gabe, I happen to know, he's like, during fourth block, I'm going to practice jazz. I was like, all right.
Oh, cool.
So he's literally there right now.
Yep. They're doing jazz band auditions, I think, coming up. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all practicing.
He just said he's practicing jazz. I thought he was just like, I'm just going to go work on jazz.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah. You, awesome.
Well, don't tell Dave.
Yeah.
Gabe, don't tell Dave.
Yeah. Have we met this Dave?
Never let them tell you no.
So, yeah.
Never let them tell you no.
So, yes.
Yes.
Never let them tell you no.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right. I can already tell this is going to be a thing today, Gabe.
All right, Gabe. Thanks for joining us. All right. Next on the agenda today is you, the listeners, in our favorite segment entitled
You've Got Mail.
What's so funny?
You guys not know this one?
I don't have any.
She was in our eight ball last time.
She was our giggler from last time.
Who was our giggler last time?
It wasn't last. Goodrich. It was the time before. Lily Goodrich is correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who was in it last time then?
Nolan?
No, Nolan was before that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then it may have been Lily.
It was
I don't
Lily.
Remember.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Lily.
I don't remember. Hi, Lily.
She did a lot of giggling, so almost all of hers are.
I have a comment from the season 4, episode 3 from M. Nichols 007.
Mm.
007?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And the I don't know that the comment needs any discussion or anything like that. It just reads like this. Wow, this podcast rules. Definitely loving this. That Michael guy seems like a riot.
Oh, well, I'm blushing if you can't tell.
I don't think they can.
Well, that's
you're blushing at your own comment, your own, the way you feel about yourself. Is that what you're saying?
It's good to
that's
have...
not you, is it, M. Nichols?
No, that's
007.
No, that's Ike.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Not Mike.
We've moved from...
Who's Ike?
We don't talk about Ike very often. He's my alter ego.
I see.
No, he's my twin. Evil twin.
Your evil twin. You're not the evil twin?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is as good as it gets.
This is...
Yeah.
Well done. Thanks for commenting.
Yeah,
Michael, or M. Nichols 007.
Mm-hmm.
I have a message, an email. You listeners, you can email me at elliot.lockwood@fpsmail.org, 2 L's, 2 T's, .lockwood, and send me an audio message or a text message, as Caleb Moore did. Salutations and greetings. He's always a good writer.
Yeah.
After a non-existent hiatus, so he's just doing it right again, I have engineered a new enigma.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, fall is in full swing, so when do y'all start listening to Christmas music? This is a question that needs an answer. All right, this has been fun, but I have to go now. Up, up, and away. Caleb.
Thank you, Caleb.
When do y'all start listening to Christmas music?
I have a love-hate relationship with Christmas music.
I knew where this was going to go. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Right? I mean, I spent a lot of time dealing with Christmas music and have in my life. I don't particularly love Christmas music. In our house, my wife and I have a bit of an agreement because she loves Christmas. So she'll listen to Christmas music anytime. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. She'll do it. But I don't want to have Christmas music in the house, like happening while we're all there or whatever, until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we decorate the Christmas tree and all that sort of stuff on Thanksgiving. And that's when it's, for me, it's like Christmas music is a thing. So we've come to an agreement, kind of, at our house.
I will listen to it anytime. There's really not any time of the year that I don't listen to it, but it's not that I choose to listen to it anytime. Like, but if it comes up, it's like, oh yes, it's a great song. It doesn't really matter what time of year it is. So I'll listen to it. But we also put up the tree on Thanksgiving, maybe Black Friday, and listen to and play Mannheim Steamroller loud and put up the tree. We rock around the tree.
Right.
Well, in a semicircle around the tree because it's against a wall, so we can't actually go
right.
around.
Oh, yes. Go all the way around.
Yes.
You could. Just shimmy back yeah. there.
We've had a rotating tree before, which was cool because then yeah. it's easy to put lights and ornaments on.
You don't have to worry about
all the work. You stay in one spot, up, down.
You don't have to worry about where all the good ones
just
are.
Just the y-axis.
Exactly.
Not the, yeah. So now we have to go around to the window. Emily?
I don't mind, honestly. I usually start listening to it again, like after Thanksgiving. I don't really do a whole lot of celebrating until the month of December. I feel like Christmas season can be really long.
Mm.
But I like Christmas.
Claire's not here, so we would get a... she's obsessed with Christmas.
So yes. is Madeline. I can already hear her. Mm. Christmas is all year round.
All the time.
She's being a Christmas tree for Halloween.
It's like you can't wait.
Yeah.
Michael, Christmas music?
I have a lot of opinions about this, actually.
Okay. Is it really just one opinion?
I'm going to keep it short, probably.
If you just narrow it down into one.
Yeah, I'll keep it short for you guys.
Okay.
My favorite holiday is Halloween. And Halloween gets overshadowed by Christmas, which is like 2 months away. And I really don't. I really, really, really don't like that at all.
Okay.
Makes me very mad. And Thanksgiving, what a great holiday. Veterans Day, what a great holiday. No, Christmas. Christmas has to happen. I like Christmas music. I love the memories it's connected to. But I only listen to it after Thanksgiving.
So if like...
Because Thanksgiving has its place.
If years were like longer, say that years were like 24 months, and just the spacing between holidays were like greater, do you think it would like irk you as much? If like... I think, there's a little more time for you to soak in each holiday.
I think Christmas would still overshadow Halloween somehow.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like that.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gabe, Christmas?
Nope. He just went, nope.
Nope.
I love that.
All right. Well, that's all we need to know about that.
That was excellent.
Any other comments, team?
Nope.
Gabe, nope. Did you comment?
Maybe.
To find out. That was a quick switch I did there.
Yes.
All right.
Both going on.
Team, our next fun game is...
Red cards, green cards.
Cody!
Red cards, green cards. Listeners, we did this last week. You're not losing your minds. I'm just not ready on True Facts yet. I want to make it work, and I'm not ready yet. So we're going to do this again. It'll be great. Michael won the last game.
Oh, yeah.
In a sweep.
It was kind of... That way.
I don't think it was a sweep.
It was pretty close.
I don't think so. We all had one.
I had four.
So, listeners, we're going to put down a card and play some other cards against it and guess it. You'll catch on. It'll be great. Michael, since you were the winner, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Take a card. We're going to go to 3 points or two times around. I feel like that works pretty well. Hit us.
Peachy.
Gabe?
Couldn't care less.
Alrighty. Peachy. If you just sing all the right notes at the right time, it'd be right.
Indeed.
I had to fit a lot on that card.
Syncopation.
Peachy.
Syncopation is peachy.
Or it's holiday peachy. Music. Oh, wow. This is very relevant.
Mm.
What do I think peachy means? Like peachy keen.
Do you, I don't,
all the right
I
notes.
I feel like you're not, you don't really like have strong, like positive emotions about any of those.
Oh, I love Christmas music and syncopation. I love syncopation, actually.
Good save.
I love Christmas music.
Really well saved.
But I'm and picking, syncopation.
I'm picking all the right notes because it says monster trucks above it.
All right.
Okay.
First of all, that was Harmon.
No.
Yes, of course you are.
Harmon has one.
You got to get inside his head.
Peachy.
You just have to understand it.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Gabe, syncopation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He does like jazz, so.
Yeah. There's syncopation.
There we go. He's working on jazz.
It's true.
Okay, my word is holier than thou.
Oh.
That would have been a good one for syncopation.
I have so many good ones.
Okay. Holier than thou. Beyonce and the Pips. It's not actually a thing, but here we are.
Gladys Knight.
Holier than thou. Being confidently wrong.
All right.
Holier than thou. Sing-alongers.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
With the apostrophe in the wrong place.
I know a couple of those.
I think it's sing-alongers. I think those people think
that's
that
me.
They're just doing whatever they want, doing the right thing, and they're not.
One
they're
for me.
Holier than thou.
Where did I put it in the wrong place? What did I do?
Well, there's an apostrophe after ERS.
Before ERS.
That's what I meant.
Well, yeah, because it's not
it
really
probably doesn't even
not really a word. Apostrophe. I know. Yeah. I just figured I would. It would be like, look, I'm making up a word.
I see.
I don't know if it works that way.
Well, sing-alongers are the worst. So, listeners, if you don't know what sing-alongers are, ask your resident choir person. They can help you understand.
Maybe
what a sing-alonger is.
All right, we're gonna do gorgeous, gorgeous. Gabe, gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right. He's like, I'm in on gorgeous. Thank you. It's like the Grand Canyon. Gorgeous. It's a, it's a gorge.
It's a gorge. Peak humor over here.
Thank you. See, she didn't look a gift horse in the mouth. That was a good... Sorry. All right. Hi, Lauren. Okay. Gorgeous double flats. Gorgeous choir room temperature. Gorgeous space facts with Lockwood.
Ooh. What are you giggling at?
Choir room temperature is really funny. It's not mine, but it's very funny.
Okay. So that there's nothing like particularly like gorgeous about double flats. It's not like I go around going, oh, we need more double flats. Sometimes it's appropriate and I will die on some of those hills, but I'm not going to like something. The choir room temperature, it's almost always too cold in here. So no. Space facts with Lockwood. There you go.
Guys are all such whiners about the temperature.
I am sweating my butt off right now.
Thank you.
I'm pretty cold.
Always these whiners.
All right. One to everyone except for Emily. Your turn to read a thing.
Yes.
That's what we're talking
about. I'll take the green. I'll take it.
Spiffy.
Oops. Bop.
Spiffy.
Spiffy.
Hmm.
Should all have 7 cards. Don't forget to draw. Let's do that. I have chosen. Feeling spiffy, Gabe?
Couldn't care less.
Nope.
Okay.
That's for the man who wears a suit and tie all these days. All the time, yeah. And stuff. Man, he looks, he's suave. He's a...
Eagle.
That's a smart choice. Gabe, I really approve.
Okay. Spiffy. Theater kids.
Spiffy.
Spiffy. The circle of fifths. Mm. Spiffy. The flute. Mm. Hmm. The flute. I'm going to say the circle of fifths.
Oh, well, I'll take that.
Wow, all right.
I guess there you go. The card anyway.
Nicely done. Nicely job.
Circle of fifths is a great tool.
Agreed.
Sticky.
Sticky. Follow a theme here.
Mm.
Mm. Gabe, sticky.
Just don't tell Dave.
All right.
Just don't tell Dave.
Yeah, he wouldn't like that.
Yeah, no, he doesn't like that at all.
Sticky.
Sticky.
Explaining music to your parents. Chromaticism. Sticky.
Okay.
The risers. I'm going to go with the risers.
Yes.
They're all very right. Gross. And I always get plunged into... Pushed them places.
Plunged.
Yeah, I think that's the word I wanted.
Compelled.
To use.
Yeah, good.
Forced. All right, it's 2 for Michael, 1 for everyone else. This could be it.
The word is violent.
Violent. Gabe, violent?
Couldn't care less.
Not violent. Pacifist.
Okay, violent. Leading a sectional for the first time.
That could be.
Drummers. But what if we did do cats? I think it would be violent if we did do cats. It's what if we did do cats. Yeah.
To Emily.
I think that would be violent. People would be unhappy.
I think you would be violent.
Well, I'd be the one who had made the choice at that point.
All right. It's 2 for Michael, 2 for Emily, 1 for the rest of us.
It's a race.
Festivus for the rest of us. Speaking of Christmas. So this could be all it. Valuable. I've done that one before because last time I said valuable a bunch of times. All right. Valuable. Sight reading factory. Not one of you, the two of you. Understudies. Mrs. Sassy. Mrs. Sassy. I love her a lot.
Mrs. Sassy.
All right. Well, there you go. Easy. Sight reading factory. Yes. Valuable. Understudies.
Also valuable.
You know, when you need them, it's like, yeah, that was a smart move to have an understudy.
There is inherent value in all of those things.
All right. It's 2 everyone except for me with 1.
All right. The next one. I think this was my card last time.
All right.
Pitchy.
Pitchy.
It was.
You can pick one of the other ones too if you.
Oh. Hmm. Worthless.
Wow.
Pitchy to worthless is not very far.
Well, we just did valuable.
Yeah. Something positive. So let's. I have guitar. That's not going to go well.
Uh-oh. All right. Worthless. Lockwood wearing shirts from other schools.
Worthless. Not today. No.
I don't know. Can you?
Okay. Can I go to the bathroom?
I don't know. Can you?
That is kind of worthless.
Lying down in the middle of the hall. Interesting.
Get out of the way.
Frustrating for sure.
That is definitely frustrating.
Like stepping through a minefield.
True, but I think Lockwood wears more shirts than people in the hallway. So, wait.
I do.
You know what I mean.
I've got several shirts.
From other schools.
All right,
okay.
That one.
You win.
All right. Hey, we're all tied up, guys. 2-2. Next one is it.
Guess who can't win?
Emily.
Oh, no.
Or, I mean, Michael. Win. I'm yeah. sorry. Yes.
This was a coordinated effort.
Yep, we did it.
All according to the plan.
Gabe, are you Team Harmon on this?
Just don't tell Dave.
He wants Dave to win.
I feel like Dave has him under a held on a string.
Or he wants Dave to think he wants Dave to win, at least.
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Well, Michael won last time, so it's fitting that he should not win this one, I guess. I was waiting for that one base, but it didn't come around.
Missed opportunity.
Crazy.
Bonking the
talking microphone. Loud but singing wimpy. Yeah. Fremont. Yeah, definitely, actually.
Just Fremont.
Can you play it? No. But we can sing it. I'm going to go with Fremont.
Yes, you are.
Harmon for the win.
Dang it.
I was kind of waiting for you to have a good one for no, but we can sing it.
Yeah.
Gabe, have a nice time.
Nope.
He didn't get to play.
I could take the green cards.
Oh, well, here you go.
All right, team. Thank you for playing my game. Our next fun game is Emily's segment entitled...
For the record.
Addie Bussin.
Yes.
You're correct. Correct. Harmon, you got one.
Yeah, because all she does is talk.
In
so
particular.
I hear her voice all of the time. I'm talking to you, Addie.
Front row seat.
She's just always talking.
Okay, so for today's segment, for my segment, I'm just going to introduce it again. This is For the Record. I choose a song that I really like and then talk about like the history of the artists and about the impact of the song and things like that. And today I will be talking about Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh, I love Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. I have done three pretty recent artists, like up and coming. So I chose to do one that's more classic.
Yeah, these are old people.
It's not what I wanted to say.
All right. Cute. Very funny.
Anyway, today's song is Silver Springs from Rumors, from the album Rumors. All right. Fleetwood Mac began as a British blues band in the late 60s. Peter Green, the lead guitarist and vocalist, founded the band, and they created the name by combining John McVie and Mick Fleetwood. So there was Fleetwood Mac.
I didn't know that.
So that's how the name originated.
True facts.
Indeed.
Yes.
Throughout their time as a band, they had many lineup changes. In fact, there was at least 19 people who has been a part of this band. Not all at the same time, obviously. The band evolved into an incredibly popular and influential pop and rock band. And in 1970, after a very bad encounter with LSD and spiked drinks while on tour, the founder of the band, Peter Green, left the band. What were they going to do? So,
is that what you wrote?
No. What were they going to do? So they went and found some more people for their band. Throughout the next years, their influential members like Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, and Christine McVie, the band had a lot of turmoil. And because of simultaneously breakups and other scandals within the band, they created Rumors. It is a album with lots of emotion and personal dramas, and they channeled it, and this was a wild success. Released in 1977, it is one of the top-selling albums ever, selling 40 million copies worldwide.
1977, that's...
good year.
Good year.
Yeah.
It is. It was the year my mom was born.
Oh.
Same.
And Harmon, the doctor. And Harmon. You can become a doctor since then.
And, and the album Rumors.
Yeah. It's also a good year.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Wow.
The album held the number one spot on the Billboard 200 Top 100 chart for 31 non-consecutive weeks and top charts in several other countries. The album received Grammy for the Album of the Year. And Dreams on the album I've seen on Spotify has over 2 billion streams. That is wild. And yeah, it's crazy.
That's one of those things where a billion is like an inconceivable number. Mm-hmm. And 2 billion is
doubly
so.
Yeah. That's wild. I really like Fleetwood Mac. I think they have really timeless music. They have really great songwriting. And I really like their harmonies, their use of harmony. And they have music that resonates with lots of different generations. A lot of different people have listened to Fleetwood Mac and have resonated with what they're singing about. So I think it's a timeless group, classics. Fleetwood Mac has earned a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well as the Grammy Hall of Fame. And they're absolute legends. I chose the Silver Spring song because I think it is honestly a huge piece of art. It was written by Stevie Nicks about her divorce and she divorced a fellow bandmate. And it's about women empowerment, independence, and the song is quite soft at the beginning. It's reflective about the relationship, and there is a gradual crescendo to where the end is like pretty much crash out mode. It's really awesome.
I'm sure they said it like that.
It's
the Brits.
The Brits, crash out
in
mode.
In the 70s.
I think everyone should listen to this song. It's a great album. That's all I have to say.
Fleetwood Mac, the album Rumors, the song Silver something.
Silver Springs.
I was so close. Silver Springs.
So close.
Every time I try to remember. I like it. Did you find Fleetwood Mac, or is it like your parents or like people around you? How did you discover them?
I honestly don't remember a specific time that I like found them. I think it was always within the music I listened to on the radio growing up, so I just knew a lot of their songs. But I started regularly listening to them and putting them on their stuff on, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago or something like that.
Yeah.
My Dreams was a really big song for me for a while when I was in middle school or something. I just really liked it. So I think that was kind of the gateway song, and then I just listened to their albums and I fell in love with a lot of their music.
It's cool to have that, like, yeah, that thread, something you listen to for a long time and is like, this is sort of a part of you. That's sort of cheesy, but like music is like that.
No, it's not. It's not cheesy.
Oh, it's not cheesy. Absolutely.
That's what music's
not.
For.
It's cheesy, but cheesy doesn't have to be bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess so.
If there's a through line through, I don't think it's unique to music. I think it's art, you know, has a way of finding its way into you, and then it becomes something that, you know, this is what I am. This is who I am. This is the, you know, the art that I experience with my family or with my friends or whatever it is. Yeah. So
I had certain experiences because I'd listened to Simon and Garfunkel and John Denver, but like not the Beatles, you know,
right?
Like that's like, it's not a big defining thing. Okay. But like, it's like, oh yeah, Elliot's never listened to the Beatles, you know,
right.
Like, oh, but he does know John Denver, you know, this kind of thing.
Sure.
Is that your favorite Fleetwood Mac song then?
Sure. I like them all, but I think that one definitely sticks out.
I like that one too.
And Landslide.
Yeah, Landslide's my favorite.
Landslide.
Yeah.
I know, like, I think I know which songs and artists and stuff are the ones that my parents influenced me on because it was in the phase of like CDs going digital. So I put in the work one by one to like put CDs into iTunes, you know, of the entire home library, you know, just like racks of CDs and stuff. And so like, if it's those ones, then it's like stuff that my parents had because they had the purchasing power and they bought those things. But if it's not, then it's like a me thing, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I know which ones are like came from the house
right.
that I absconded with.
Do you still have access to your iTunes library?
It's all I use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As it is, iTunes Match, I've got like 40 days of music.
Nice.
Wow.
It's a whole thing. I pay $25 a year so that you have access to everything that, you know, all the RIP CDs, everything that, you know, all your purchases, everything.
Right.
You know, you're stuck in the Apple ecosystem, but it's okay.
Right.
But I've never used Spotify. So, because, wow, like, it'd just be so hard to do.
Yeah, my dad has like a million, bajillion hours million on a playlist on like Pandora.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I really don't like Pandora anymore, but
you're stuck with it.
I can't switch over.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, well, I'm sure, I think there's ways we can do that, but you don't want
to. I'm so invested. I've already gone through that with some stuff, and I don't need to do it again. Sorry, I'm an old person.
Right. So get off my lawn statement.
Who are you? Gabe? I forgot who we had. Gabe, Fleetwood Mac?
Couldn't care less.
Oh, right.
Couldn't care less. Geez. Wow.
Jeez.
That's a shot across the bow, isn't it?
A big one.
At Emily today, actually.
Ouch.
Thanks, Emily. That's that was lovely.
Yeah, of course.
Our next fun segment is
Michael's segment.
Hi, Riona.
Riona.
Oh, my goodness.
The attendance girl. Michael.
I know who Riona is.
Yells at you all the time, you said.
She got you coming in late today.
Gives you a dirty look.
I had an appointment.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
And I got marked and verified. Well, anyway.
Were you here? But you took attendance?
No.
Oh, then that's why.
But I had an appointment.
Did you give her a pass?
Yeah.
Did you give her a pass?
No, I left it up there. That's kind of on me.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm not mad at her about it. I'm mad at the school,
I think. That's how this works. Why?
Because it's their fault.
Mm.
It's the school's fault?
Right.
I don't understand how it's the school's fault.
Some displacement of blame.
I'm raging against the machine right now.
I see.
Just let me do it.
Well, what you should do is find a different machine to rage against, because this one's not their fault.
Okay.
I'm going to fix your attendance right now so you can stop whining. I mean, so you don't have to worry about it.
Hey, listeners, before we start on with this, I've started a new bit, and we're going to start it with this particular podcast of asking me in post whether something is true or not. And I figure right before Michael's segment is a good time to introduce you to this topic.
What are you trying to say?
Wow.
Sometimes.
What are you trying to say?
Sometimes things actually may not be true.
You actually introduced it last podcast.
Well, I know, but I've got actual, like, it's figured out now.
Oh,
so
cool.
So it's in the thing. So listeners, we'll throw to me in post, which for us here in the present will just be silence, nothing. But for you guys, you'll hear either something is correct or wrong.
Oh, wow.
It'll be great. And coming down the pipe, I'm going to have a sort of one I haven't recorded yet, because a lot of times there's nuance to whether something is true. Like, you're half right.
Basically anything that I'd say.
You said something about losing days
in
the calendar, and that was sort of right. It was kind of...
That's not what I was going for. I remember hearing him do the in post, and I was like, that is not what I was talking about, but
well,
pretty sure what I'm talking about is like a... conspiracy.
It wasn't the Julian calendar?
No, not at all.
Conspiracy.
It was a conspiracy.
Oh, well, then wrong.
Yeah.
We'll have to go back and put that
in. So the more wrong or dubious things, the more work I have to do to actually research whether something is correct. So
then he just gets salty.
Yeah. Oh, darn it. So, okay, Michael, I'm sorry. You can carry on.
Anyway,
with that setup.
Guess who was born today? Got a couple of people.
Let's
number
one.
28th of October.
Number one, Brad Paisley.
I've heard of him.
In 1972. You've heard of that guy.
Yes. Yeah. Famous country artist. A telly.
Yeah.
Plays a telly.
Sings a couple of good songs. Dave Grohl.
Oh, yes. Yeah. From Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
That's right.
And more importantly,
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
He was
the drummer for Nirvana.
Yeah.
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 I like both of those bands. I think I like Nirvana more than...
That true, me and post? There we go. Foo Fighters. I was like, oh, I'm so unsure.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that very
Foo
much.
Foo Fighters, yes.
Howard Hanson.
Pilot?
1896. No, he was a singer, and he was born in Wahoo, Nebraska. I figured I should put that on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. All right.
Because he's relevant.
That? Oh.
Who's Howard Hanson?
Howard.
I mean, you said a pilot, but I mean.
Well, he's a American composer and conductor, and he's got a beard.
Not a pilot at all.
Yeah, no. Who was the guy I was thinking of?
He looks like my cousin Joseph.
Elliot and post.
Who was I thinking of?
Hang.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know any of his works.
There's a sign as you enter Wahoo that has like famous Wahooians.
I always wondered who they were talking
Hunter
about.
Hunter Hansen is one of the names on that.
Is it really called Wahooians?
I don't know. I made that up.
I like that.
Wahooligans, we'll call them.
Yeah. Wahooligans.
They're Wahooligans. I'm sure that's what they call themselves in Wahoo.
Wahanites.
Charlie Daniels from the Charlie Daniels
band. Went down to Georgia.
I like that song. He was born today. Specifically today, as we're speaking, he's being born.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
In 1936, wow. If we were in 1936, 36. That's what I would say.
My dad is older than he is, just barely.
Oh, wow.
1934.
Yeah. At a pepper.
There you go.
At a pepper?
Yeah. Is that not what people say?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've said that before.
My dad's always said that to me.
Yeah, add a pepper.
Or he calls me buckwheat.
Well, your hair looks a little like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, standing up a little. Looks great. I'm not saying it looks bad.
I want to look like Reese from Malcolm in the Middle.
I see.
He's like the coolest person ever, basically.
You could be a good like kid in a 90s sitcom.
I think I would, yeah. Yeah. I have a very weird style, though.
That's what I mean.
True. But if it's not 90s country, Western attire, it's something else, I guess. But I call it y'alternative.
Neon everything. Big jackets.
Y'alternative,
huh?
Y'alternative.
Yeah, we did neon.
Anyway, Matthew Perry died today.
Oh, that was 2 years ago? One year?
Two, I think.
One, two. Oh, well, 23. That's two.
2 years ago today.
23 is 2 years ago.
Yes. Interesting.
23 is two.
Matthew Perry.
He was born in the same year as Dave Grohl, too.
There's this concert of it's the Foo Fighters with Rick Astley doing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yes, right.
Love that,
which
dude.
Is just really, really good.
Yeah.
They like did like a punk rock Foo Fighters version of it and stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really fast. He's like spitting the words out. it's just awesome.
You know what I love about Rick Astley? His song Together Forever. And nobody talks about it.
I don't think I've ever heard another song and known it was him.
Everybody knows Never Gonna Give You Up, but Together Forever is a great song too. And also, I have a funny fact. I don't remember the name of the song, but basically Rick Astley has a song later on in his career as a musician that talks about giving up on love. So something like that.
He plays both sides of the argument here.
Yeah, he like
never
goes back
give
on
you
his
up,
word.
But yeah. I might if it's not suiting
me. He would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Have you
that's
heard
not
him?
What he said. And that's not what the song says. He said, I'm never going to give you up. But he didn't say anything about giving up on love.
No, I was just quoting Meatloaf.
You know what I mean? No, I heard you. I know exactly what you were doing. Yes. But the irony only works so far because he didn't say he was going to give up on love.
Well, I don't remember what exactly the name of the song is.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Is this one of those things that's going to get?
Yeah, you should do that. You should look into
edited
it.
And post.
That's true.
Sort of.
Who knows? Gabe?
Careful, Icarus.
Oh.
Careful, Icarus.
Okay.
You're going to fly too close to the Rick Astley.
Yes.
Yeah, this is going.
Yeah.
I had something else, and I can't really remember, so.
This is an interesting discussion point. This Rick Astley is one. If you could have a music career, would you prefer to have Rick Astley's, where it's one song, it's a mega hit, that's the only thing people really know you for?
Yeah.
Or be an artist who never really gets a hit, but has a prolonged career doing music.
100% Rick Astley.
I'd be happy with either.
I mean, I get to go out, everybody loves me for the one thing I did, then I can be done and go back to living other stuff in life. It's like
a side quest.
I want to be an astronaut when I grow up. I want to be Rick Astley when I grow up. You got all these other things you can do now on your list because you already got your one hit wonder out. That's the way I see it.
I don't think either of those options are really me, so I think I'm okay with either. Because, like, neither, those are not really my, like, motivations. Like, I just love doing the thing. So, it wouldn't matter. I mean, I would want to get paid, but I wouldn't really care. It would be like, I want people to know me so that I can get paid. Not, I want to be popular. You know what I mean?
Not for the fame aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's not really my style. But if I had to pick one, I guess the current situation with Rick Astley, where he's known for one thing, because then you could just do that and you're done, and then you can do whatever,
right?
Like, he's got the freedom to just, doesn't even matter, he could just do whatever he cares about, you know. I think that'd be cool.
I like that. That's a good, I like that.
I don't know, I think I value consistency, so
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind the other option too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
And the sticky part of this is, what if the thing he wants to do is have another hit?
But you can go and try. Well, I don't know.
Well, you can.
No, that wasn't the premise of the question. The premise of the question is, you have one hit wonder, and that's all you're ever known for. Or you have consistency across the board and a long career doing music.
I'd say that's...
But not that long.
That would be a product of you just failing to write another hit.
That's not the premise. This is a thought experiment, not an actual event.
Yeah, but the cause of it would be that he didn't write another good hit, you know?
Okay.
Do you guys ever wonder what Meatloaf was so scared of? Because he has a song, and you know, he goes, "I would do anything for love, but I won't do that." He just keeps saying it, keeps bringing it up.
But what is he talking about?
What is he talking about? And then in another song...
Have you looked at the lyrics of the song?
Read
the lyrics of the song.
Okay.
It's clear.
Anyway, he also has another song, and he's like mortified by this woman that he was going on a drive with, basically. And she's like pushing him. She's pressing him. You know, basically, marry me. We're going to live forever. And he's like terrified of it. So what is this thing that he's so scared of? Is it commitment? I don't know.
In that song it is.
I think all of us. Sure, why not? Yeah.
And that song it is.
The big decision.
Let me sleep on it, baby. Yeah. I mean, that's the commitment in that point.
I don't know Meatloaf nearly well enough to participate in this.
Yeah, I don't either.
Those are like the two songs I really know well.
Yeah, those are the those only two are really Meatloaf songs I really know.
Yeah.
Choral Collaborative.
Who's that?
Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine is correct. Otis.
How are you so good at this?
I don't know.
Holy smokes.
So, hidden talent.
I really have no idea.
I don't know.
Wow. I can't believe you're so good at this.
I can hear voices. I recognize them.
I can hear voices.
Well, no,
I normally hear voices, is what you're saying.
You're doing it right now, listeners.
Yes, it is choral collaborative time. As a matter of fact, by the time we see you again or talk to you again, we will probably be finished with Choral Collaborative. It'll be over by the time we see each other again. So the Choral Collaborative is coming up on November 9th, concert with the Omaha Symphony and the Varsity Choir at Fremont High, and singers from Bennington and Bellevue West and Plattsmith and Creighton Prep and Blair and a bunch of singers from across the metro area performing.
Blair, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Performing a piece called Illuminare by a contemporary composer named Elaine Hagerberg, and a piece called The Lord Nelson Mass by classical composer Haydn. So we are in the throes.
Franz Joseph.
Yes, Franz Joseph. We've got visits coming next week from the symphony. They'll be in with our soloists next week, and we have a couple extended rehearsals with the chorus and with the orchestra, and then a concert on November 9th. So we are coming down on it.
I can't wait till November 5th, probably, whenever we get to Illuminare again, because we've been hard on on doing like Haydn for a while, because we've got this last visit, so we got to like be ready on like all of Haydn, and then probably we'll do like Robes, and then the 5th we'll be like, oh yeah, and
let's sing through all of this and remind ourselves how this thing
goes. This is my prediction anyway.
Yep, that's exactly how it's going to go. Yep, it's Haydn until we know Haydn.
Great.
So, yeah.
That'll be fine. That thing reads really easily and is pretty. So it's, you know.
It does its thing.
It's not that it being easy makes it not worthwhile, you know.
Well, it's so singable because it's contemporary in style, and so it's largely homophonic, right? Everybody kind of doing the same thing at the same time, or at least in pairs, and doesn't have the level of like polyphony and the fugal writing that's in the Haydn. Look these words up if you're not sure what they are. So it's just less difficult in that way.
Yeah,
you know, it feels more comfortable.
You have a lot less
contemporary
pulling
artist.
Notes out of your butt.
That's right.
I come in here, but I have no idea what the note is.
No idea what's happening. Yeah,
That looks kind of high. Okay.
We also started
that
there.
Is the story. You know, that was
We also started with the Hagenberg doing the Illuminare first, so feeling comfortable with that, and that it's Haydn time. So we are cooking right along.
Haydn.
Haydn time. So
it's Morphin time is what
in the midst, yes. In the midst of the fugal writing of the Haydn right now. So now that we are, you know, knee deep in Haydn, and you've also had the experience of the Hagenberg, which of the two do you delight in more?
I can confidently say I like the Hagenberg better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I think it's easier to sing one. Mm-hmm. And it's just more modern. So
yeah.
It's just, draw.
Yeah. It's perfectly okay to, you know, like the style and not have to feel, you don't have to be apologetic, you know.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, you're looking at me like you're apologizing for that opinion, but I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Mike?
He's not here with us, is he?
Well, I think I just saw him sneak out.
Don't tell Dave.
Yeah.
Don't tell Dave. Have you seen Ike? I don't know.
they're both amazing. I love them. I love singing in different languages, especially Latin. It makes me feel like I'm some like Monty Python monk character. But
I always think we're summoning demons.
The book I have for Haydn has a bunch of dried pressed pencil eraser shavings in the book, and I really don't like that. So I like the other one.
These books have been used before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Haydn has for sure.
By another choral collaborative?
I don't know. I don't know where they would have gotten them, or they may be borrowing them from somewhere else, or that I don't know.
Make sure to write your like mean self notes in very dark. Right. You know, that way it'll be immortalized forever. Right. Somebody in 2037 or something will be like, this Ike.
Yes.
was sure tough on himself, man.
Ike was here.
Or you could just write messages to the future.
Yeah, right.
Great Scott.
There's something fun about writing in music that other people are going to use.
Be like, watch out. Like,
wow. Look behind you.
What am I walking out for?
The guy on your left is
Harmon's
got
mad.
It in for you.
Yeah, Harmon's right.
Harmon's mad.
Yeah, this is a moment not to let your guard down or something.
Gabe, you having fun with the symphony?
Never let them tell you no.
Yes. Okay, good. Something positive.
All right. I mean,
great. So, listeners, you can get tickets to that at Ticket Omaha, I believe it is.
Yeah, ticketomaha.com. Yep, if you're so inclined. I know that students and families have been buying tickets, and, you know, it's going to be pretty darn full. You know, there's, six or seven choirs as part of it, and the symphony patrons who are traditionally there and that sort of thing. So a 2,000-person house at the Holland Center. So
how many bathrooms?
2,000.
Several.
Okay.
Several. Yeah, there's lots. You'll be good. You'll be fine.
You're just looking at the amount of time you have to be there and planning ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be okay.
You gotta know what I can and cannot eat before, you know?
Yeah, right. Right.
It's a special diet.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yes, the Choral Collaborative diet.
All right. Lastly, today is
today's topic.
Max
is correct.
Oh, yeah. Again, no clue.
He's made that voice in me a lot of times.
McMaxney.
Literally, no clue. Today, we thought we would talk about our preference in music listening. So the topic today, or the conversation today, is: do you traditionally listen to entire albums, or do you sort of pick and choose, cherry pick songs from albums? And listen in that way. And if you do listen to full albums, what kind of occasion would that be to sit down and listen to a full album, or, you know, vice versa? So we just thought we'd have some conversation about a little bit about our listening habits probably, and just about the way we consume music in that way. So
yeah. Can I go first?
Please.
Yeah. It's, I was thinking about this. It's not really an all or nothing thing for me. It just kind of depends on like what it is and when it is. Most of the time I listen to music in playlists in iTunes. Like, I make smart playlists. You can make that so that they have so they're organized automatically by when they were last played, how many times you've played them.
That's interesting.
And it just automatically kind of like updates and stuff on the fly. So I have this is stuff that I know that I like because I've listened to it a lot, but I haven't listened to it in the last 3 months or something. So that'll be okay, keep me up to date with things I haven't listened to in a while. And I just let it curate it, you know, for me myself, because you can program those.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. But if I have a new album that I bought from somebody, because I still buy albums, not physically, but like digitally, then it's like I feel compelled to like listen to it all the way through in one sitting from start to finish, not on shuffle, you know, because I feel like they must have put them in that order for some reason. So I want to give it like the benefit of the doubt. So like I make sure, unless I'm like only like, oh, I just bought them because whatever. But I don't usually buy music unless I'm really into it. So I tend to like try to like give them the benefit of the doubt and like at least once listen to it all the way through, like the way that it was made, you know. Yeah. But after that, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm. I think probably similarly, if it's an album I've purchased, because I don't purchase albums really.
Yeah.
If it's an album I've purchased, then I'm going to listen to the whole thing. I don't feel so strongly about like I have to listen not on shuffle all the way through in one sitting kind of thing.
Yeah.
Although often that's how it kind of goes, you know.
That's a holier than thou.
Yeah, right.
Holding up
right,
my card here. Right. Thing that I'm just like, oh, this is the thing I care
right
about.
Right. I do understand.
Not a thing
where
I hold other
from
people to.
You know, there's you know a sense of, you know, why would they put this song fourth? You know, that kind of thing. So that I can that resonates with me.
Yeah.
I just
they
I
usually just have a rise and fall. Like yeah, right. There's something, you know, monumental at the beginning.
Right.
A couple of songs. And then about like three or four in, then we get to like the serious, like, this is not a single.
Yeah. You know? Right.
It's like,
right.
Yeah.
These are like, okay, like I have to really like make myself get through them.
Yeah.
Not because, well, sometimes they're bad, but like sometimes they're like not the easiest things to listen to. They challenge you the most.
Right.
Kind of in the middle.
Right.
You know, and then there's some big act two banger towards
yeah,
the end.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
like we do in the, every musical has like one song that's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Like,
we're coming down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
There is an exception to that for me. My favorite band is 311, as many of you all know. And I always buy 311 albums. right after they're released. And I always listen to 311 albums all the way through in one sitting, not on shuffle, just listen,
yeah,
you know,
get there your stuff. Jam.
Yeah. So that's, I'm to be 100% honest, I'm not sure they're really my favorite band. I mean, they have been my favorite band for a long, long time.
But you're a fan.
I'm a huge fan of theirs. And I think I now feel some obligation that I kind of owe it to them to stay with them kind of, you know, because they've been at it for so long.
Like sports.
Yeah. I have some loyalty to them. So
whatever the Cowboys do.
That's right. I do really love them. And I've seen them in concert a bunch and that kind of thing. So I always buy their new albums. So I own every 311 album I can own digitally, but largely I don't buy albums. Like I just, you know, if I'm buying music, it's because it's something I specifically want and not the collection
of things. There are specific groups. If anything, if there's ever like a reunion of a band that I love and they do a thing, I'll buy that for sure.
Sure.
If it's Nickel Creek or the Punch Brothers, because I love Chris Thiele,
yeah,
it's going to be that. I'll buy that thing. If it's going to be like there was a Yellow Card album that just came out, the first one in like 12 years. That's like it's a punk band with a violin.
Oh, interesting.
They're great. That's If You Can Find Me Now, It Would Get Better. I'm singing. You know that song?
I don't know that song.
I do know that song. Yes.
1 year, 6 months. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That one. Anyway, they're big. They're from their albums came out in 2004 when I was graduating from high school.
Right.
Highly impressionable time. So
right.
Yeah. If Dave Matthews Band has a new album, I'm buying it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
Those kinds of things.
Right.
And stuff. But I don't stream usually. Unless it's like just like a thing on YouTube that I want to listen to once. You know?
Right. When I mow the lawn, I'll stream music.
Yeah.
When I, you know, but, you know, I've said it 1,000 times. You guys are sick of hearing it. I don't listen to music very much. I just don't. You know,
yeah.
I spend so much time with it outside. I just don't listen to music very much. So I don't have music on when I'm working or, you know, that sort of thing. Unless, like, musical season, I'll have the score on, you know, as I'm working through things, becoming familiar and that kind of thing. But
yeah,
if I'm listening, mostly it's for work. So it's a little,
you don't have as much of a drive anymore either. When you drove from Bennington, did you listen to music more?
Yeah. I would listen to an album or whatever.
Yeah. But now you live in town.
Yeah. But since I live 7 minutes away.
Yeah. I don't listen to music at home. It's like YouTube is what I do at home for fun. We're getting off topic. I'm going to let you guys talk. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But like, I'll like watch like long videos of people talking about music, talking about guitar, talk about whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm wearing my That Pedal Show shirt, which is the YouTube people. Just two guys. They're British. They talk about pedals.
Let's see. For a while, I've only ever streamed music. And for a while, I didn't have Spotify Premium, so I couldn't listen to albums in full. But now that I do have Spotify Premium, I use it like pretty much every day. Whenever I'm in the car, I put it on all the time at home.
What's the difference for the uninitiated? Me, I guess.
With Premium, you can choose which songs you listen to. With not Premium, which is just the free version, like, you can put on an album, it'll just put, like, a mix of songs that are similar to it.
Oh, they're like it. Okay.
And so you don't have as much control of how you, like, listen to it. And there's also ads, but...
I used to have Pandora, and it was like that.
Yeah.
This was in, like, 2005, so...
I think it's similar.
Still like that. Yeah. Just okay.
Yeah.
But when people I'm a fan of, like, release music, I listen to their album in full once at least. And then... if I really like it, I'll listen to it in full again. But otherwise, I choose the songs I like and put them in the various playlists I have.
Yeah.
I think it's important to at least go through it once because there's a lot of things you'll miss. Even some people do like things at the end of the song that like tie the two songs together, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Right. Some sort of hidden Easter egg or together. Something at yeah. the end of the...
Yeah.
The end of the
track. Yeah, I love listening to the end of a thing that's like it's about to go into the next thing. And then it shuffles to the next song.
Right.
Like, it's like, those are supposed to go together.
Right.
You know, like there was this is just about listening to them in full. I listened to the second to last Taylor Swift album, the Dead Poets Society one, because it was coming out and people were kind of like, ugh, about it. You know, not every person, but, you know, and stuff. And I was like, what's the deal with this? So I made myself sit down and listen to all of it. I bought it and I listened to all of it and wrote down a bunch of stuff about it.
Wow.
You know, just to like, because I was like, what's really going on here? Sat down. I was at the piano. I was like, just figuring it out while it was going and stuff. And decided I didn't like it either. But that's neither here nor there. Sorry, Taylor Swift, if you're listening.
I'm sure she's really concerned about it.
I've listened to music... a lot of different ways as I've grown up and like gotten to where I'm at now. Cause like my whole life, as I like first started listening to music, it was usually just the radio, but you know, you get certain
you started
stations.
With the radio.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
I still listen to the radio sometimes. But it would be like certain stations, you hear more of this guy, more of,
yeah,
you know, and like KGOR, they love to play this certain like five songs they really like, and it's been like that as long as I can remember. But
KGOR, that was their
Omaha.
Thing.
I also remember like certain people like you'd ride in the car with, like in my life, they listened, instead of listening to the radio, they'd listen to CDs.
Yeah.
So then that's the album that they'd play, and that's when I would listen to albums in full.
Yeah.
That
CD is in there for years and years and years. They just listen to 11 songs over and over and over again.
Or like,
do you have specific ones?
Because
I have the situation too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I should really talk about them on the podcast, though.
Oh, okay.
All right,
got it.
Rehab.
Yeah,
and that's as far as we're going to go into that.
All right.
They sing about some stuff.
I don't care what you listen to. It's fine.
My dad is called Rehab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse Great. Me.
My dad had, you know, the sleeve you put on your window.
Oh, yes.
Or not your, but your
visor.
Visor.
Yeah. And it had like the Full Metal Jacket soundtrack, but it was also like an album too.
I would like triple pack those visor things so that if you went a left turn, whichever turn it was, they would like just fly out. They just stretch. I had so many in there, and they get like weather worn and stuff, and the stretchy would wear out.
Yeah, but when my dad passed the truck on to me, it still had his sleeve full of them in the center console. So I was like, "Oh, I'll put
what
that
are these?
Up."
Yeah,
I remember this, and then I tried, and they all just fell out because the elastic is just beat to crap. It's not even. It's just a string anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, or
it only
like
works upright with you just put them in there.
Yeah. Or like at my grandma's house, we'd listen to songs in her little book of CDs on like the little stereo we had. And I would listen to like Michael Jackson, various Michael Jackson albums, various Prince albums, all that stuff. Or like for a while there, after all that, you know, that kind of just became not a thing I did anymore. And I would only listen to Spotify. And I didn't have Premium either, so it was just an amalgamation of all the songs that I liked. It was just in one playlist.
Yeah.
And then I started collecting vinyl records.
Ah.
And I was like, oh, this is awesome, because I've got a vinyl record player, and I was like, I'm going to listen to all this stuff now.
This is where it's cool to have a physical thing. Like,
yeah, I love
like,
physical
it's like
things.
It doesn't matter whether it's inconvenient. It's just like, I have this cool thing. It's fun, you know?
And so like I'd go to like Habitat and pick up records and stuff and just look at all that. And for some reason at Habitat, it's all like old country.
They have a lot there.
Yeah.
Habitat's the name. Is it in town?
Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got it.
They have a lot of cool music stuff.
I didn't know that.
So I got really into listening to the albums there. That's when I started doing it again. And it was like, oh, I do like this. I forget that I like this. And yeah. But I never really did purchase any like music albums myself other than the records. Except for the album Poodle Hat from Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
I had that and I burnt it into my 360, my Xbox 360. And listened to the whole album while I beat Halo 3, I remember.
The files are on the Xbox,
yeah,
just on the hard drive. That's funny.
It's amazing. It's the only CD I've ever like done that with.
Yeah,
I thought it was cool. Yeah, but yeah, there's times that I'll listen to a full album if I want to get familiar with the artist and see like, oh, I do like these songs. This is like some of the B-side songs you don't hear anymore.
Yeah,
I like those, you know. But I still do also just listen to a playlist every once in a while. For the most part, actually, yeah.
I do like every once in a while I listen to like. If I have a musical coming up, I'm playing guitar in particular, I will listen to all of that. I don't do it with piano because piano is fairly like what you see is what you get kind of. But with guitar, it's like I want to know what tone I have and kind of where I fit into the mix sort of thing. So
if I
did Mean Girls at Millard North last year, I was like, okay, I really should listen to this because that's just, it's going to be difficult to fit in without knowing like what am I doing really, you know? Yeah. So that's for work, I guess. So to speak, like I'll listen to a whole thing for research, I guess, just preparedness on the prep. So I know what the heck is going on. Did you listen to Footloose before you played guitar for it?
Yes, yeah. I did. I listened to it all the time.
Yeah. If you said no, I'd be like, well, you were a freshman. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Cool. Fun. Do you listen to musicals before you play them on bass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I practice.
All right.
Yeah,
you play with the record.
Yep. Yep.
Record.
So, and that, I mean, that is work. Yeah. I mean, that is, you know, that's kind of the way I work, you know? So just a lot of time with music doing that kind of thing as I'm preparing and, you know.
That's funny. Gabe?
Couldn't care less.
He's not interested.
Okay.
He's just been on the side.
Yeah.
Not paying attention the whole time today.
All right. Cool. Well, that was a fun discussion. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So listeners, just to recap, the next thing we have coming up is Choral Collaborative. Get your tickets at TicketOmaha.com. For the Choral Collaborative, which is 2:00 in the afternoon on Sunday, November the 9th at the Holland Performing Arts Center in Omaha, downtown 13th, 14th Street, something like that.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Farnham. I don't remember. It's over there. Well, team, should we wrap it up?
I think we should. Yeah.
About that time. Is there anything else for the good of the order, team?
Nothing. The order.
The order.
The order.
The order. All right, listeners, hope you guys are safe and enjoy the cooler weather. We'll see you guys next time on The Choir Corner, Season 4, Episode 5, coming at you into your earballs in a few weeks. See you later.
Goodbye.
See you later, Stinky.
Stinky?
Wow, they're never coming back.
Goodbye. Da 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 da